Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Smoke News Radio. This is the Zimbabwe edition. First, we have an article here from the High Times. You're listening to Jason Brodsky, your host, and we are talking about Zimbabwe will repeal laws banning cannabis cultivation, published on August 7, 2019, seeking to bolster revenue and exports. Zimbabwe will repeal its laws to prohibit the production of cannabis. The announcement came Tuesday from the country's information minister, Monica Mutsvagwa, who said that the reform will allow farmers to grow industrial hemp to export. Ultimately, the goal is for hemp to replace tobacco as the Southern Africa nation's leading crop export. With global tobacco sales slumping from decades of health gains and the recent rise of vaping products, combined with the worldwide rollbacks on prohibitions against cannabis and hemp, the change to the laws is a signal that Zimbabwe is looking towards the future. Mutsvagwa told members of the press gathered in the capital city of Harare, quoted by Bloomberg, that the crop can be a substitute to the leading export crop, tobacco, which is at risk of being banned globally. Zimbabwe is mired in one of the deepest economic crises the country has seen in decades, with staggering inflation on food and devastating drought leaving millions hungry. A report from the United Nations last month found that more than a third of households in rural Zimbabwe, amounting to about 3.5 million people, are dangerously food insecure. By early 2020, the report said 59% of rural households, or more than 5.5 million people, will be food insecure. The crisis has coincided with Zimbabwe's rollbacks of anti-cannabis laws, as the cash-strapped and conservative country continues to reconsider its prohibition. In the spring of last year, Zimbabwe became only the second African country to legalize marijuana for medicinal purpose. Lesotho, the tiny landlocked nation encircled by South Africa, became the first in 2017. But government officials continue to work out regulatory barriers. Last year, only a month after announcing the new law on medical cannabis, Zimbabwe hit the brakes on its implementation as it worked to comply with a number of United Nations treaties. Mutsvagwa told reporters on Tuesday that medical marijuana will take a long time to set up structures. In March, Zimbabwe approved the first license for a private cannabis company, Precision Cannabis Therapeutics Zimbabwe, to produce medicine marijuana under the country's new law. As of February, the Zimbabwe government had reported received applications from 37 companies to produce cannabis, a number it hopes will only grow. The government of Zimbabwe is open for business and welcomes investors in all sectors of the economy, including licensing for the production of medicinal cannabis, said Nathan Emery, the chief operating officer of Precision Cannabis Therapeutics, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, which is repealing its laws banning cannabis production, has launched the industry by planting industrial hemp on the grounds of the main prison in the capital here, Harare. The drive to grow industrial hemp will be followed by legalizing the production of medical cannabis in a bid to diversify its crop exports away from tobacco as global pressure mounts to curb smoking. The project is the first of its kind, says Perrin Shiri, the agricultural minister, at an event opening the project of Harare Central Remand Prison. Prisoners will not be tending the crop, as the cannabis will be grown by the Zimbabwe Industrial Hemp Trust, a private company which will take advantage of the tight security of the prison to run the pilot project. Next on Smoke News Radio, from businesslive.co.za, cash-strapped Zimbabwe to make cannabis main export. From Bloomberg, hi, the cash-strapped Zimbabwean government said on Tuesday that it will amend its laws to allow industrial production and export of cannabis in a desperate effort to boost its foreign currency earnings. Information Minister Monica Mutsvaga said the country is looking to make cannabis exports a top foreign currency earner and compete with tobacco, which is the country's largest export earning outside mining. The crop can be a good substitute to the leading export crop, tobacco, which is currently facing being banned internationally. Cut and paste articles, I guess. Next, from face2faceafrica.com, why Zimbabwe wants to start growing marijuana commercially in prisons. As African countries begin to tap into the profitable marijuana industry, following the global rise in its use, the prison service in Zimbabwe is planning to venture into commercial production of the lucrative substance at one of its prisons. Zimbabwe Prisons and Correctional Services has formally applied for a license from the government to be given the go-ahead to grow marijuana for medicinal purposes at its Chinrezi prison, said the Zimbabwean media, the Herald reports. The move comes almost a year after Zimbabwe became the second African country, after Lesotho, to legalize growing the substance for medicinal and research purposes. We do not intend to produce cannabis for prisoners, but one of the requirements of the Ministry of Health and Child Care is that for Mbang cannabis growing license to be issued, there has to be guarantees of security and availability of land, and Chinrezi prison is secure enough for the herb to be grown while the land is also available. Officer commanding the ZPCS in the southern Masivogo province, Social Navigaga, told the Herald. He said his outfit is currently carrying out feasibility studies to determine if it is viable to commercially grow cannabis to Zimbabwe's Lowveld region. Our target is to reduce our reliance on the national fiscus by generating our own revenue as an organization. Cannabis production is just but one of the several income-generating projects that we are considering in line with devolution. We are also identifying potential income-generating projects within our province so that we go for them instead of just folding our hands and waiting for the government to do everything for us. What we are doing is out of the realization that government has a lot of responsibilities. We need to think outside the box as Zimbabweans and devise methods of revenue generation and remove pressure from the national purse. African governments have, over the years, been considering ways to regulate the use of marijuana due to its medicinal and economic benefits. While some scientists maintain that marijuana has immense medicinal benefits, critics say it contains harmful chemicals that are 20% more likely to cause cancer to the user than tobacco. Some even argue that marijuana contains ingredients that can potentially affect the formation of sperm cells and eventually deform them, thus causing temporary sterility. Yet some African countries are beginning cashing in on the booming industry following the global rise in the use of cannabis, roughly 16% in the decade ending 2016. According to the recent United Nations Office on Drug and Crime, UNODC drug report, following the extent of legalization observed in Europe and in the Americas in May 2018, Zimbabwe legalized growing marijuana for medicinal and research purposes. Zimbabweans can now plant weed after the government announced that it would provide licenses for its cultivation. The Health and Child Care Minister, David Parayatawa, in the Government Gazette, licensed the planting of cannabis for medicinal and scientific purposes under Statutory Instrument 62 of 2018, Dangerous Drugs. Production of cannabis for medicinal and scientific use regulations. Farmers must provide a proof of citizenship or residency to get the license. In case of an individual, proof of citizenship or proof of being ordinarily resident in Zimbabwe or proof of an exemption by the minister will be required, the regulation said. The license will last for 5 years, and applicants are required to indicate information such as how they are going to keep their records, commencing date of selling or providing the final product, whether oil or fresh cannabis, as well as the name of the person who will manage the activity of the licensed producer. All right, you're listening to Smoke News Radio. Jason Brodsky on the microphone here. Okay. The Zimbabwe government approves country's first cannabis farm. Zimbabwe's government has approved plans for the country's first cannabis farm and production plant. The project will reportedly begin at the Zimbabwe Prisons and Correction Service Bureau Buffalo Range Prison. Oh, wait, we already got this one. We already know about that one. Yes. Okay. Private. Okay, I think we got this one. Next, from the MJBizDaily.com, exclusive, Zimbabwe approves first private cannabis company. The government of Zimbabwe is open for business and welcomes investors in all sectors of the economy, including licensing for the production of medical cannabis. Said Nathan Emery, COO of Precision Cannabis Therapeutics, Zimbabwe. Located on a 110-hectare farm, about 45 minutes from RA, the company said it possesses water rights to a large agriculture dam to service the area's farmers. Zimbabwe hit pause on its medical cannabis program last June, just 1 month after its enactment. However, the country's medical cannabis framework cleared the way for an export industry. The law also allows for licensed producers in Zimbabwe to mail medical cannabis to authorized patients, the same as Canada's model. But the regulations do not establish how patients could become authorized to receive such shipments. Follow-up regulations were introduced in September, and they designated a port of entry or exit for shipments of medical marijuana. The arrest last summer of the country's former health minister, David Parienta, on corruption allegations, also delayed the implementation of the medical marijuana rules. The allegations are unrelated to cannabis law, the bastard. Zimbabwe was the second country in Africa to enact detailed regulations for medical cannabis businesses after a company in Lesotho sent the first ever shipment of medical cannabis from Africa to Canada 1 year ago. Multinational companies have ponied up tens of millions of dollars to get a piece of Africa's burgeoning medical marijuana market. Precision Cannabis Emery said Zimbabwe has a comparative advantage over other countries in the region, including established large functioning commercial farms with access to abundant water for agricultural purposes and a mild climate year-round for the most cost-effective production of medical cannabis. Highlights of Zimbabwe's previously enacted medical marijuana law are: one, regulated products include dried marijuana, fresh cannabis, oil, plants, capitals, and seeds. Two, licensed producers would mail the medical cannabis to authorized patients. Three, cultivation and processing standards will be higher than in Canada. Four, all advertising concerning marijuana is banned. And six, a cultivation license will cost $50,000, about 50 times higher than the country's per capita income. Written by Matt Lemers from MJ Business Daily. From NASDAQ.com. Let's see if Yeah, I don't think that's one. Doobie 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 doo. You're listening to Smoke News Radio. Brought to you by Jason Brodsky. And, like, I'm not next to the Wi-Fi tonight. I apologize. Back here. Okay. Gripping on the edge of your seat. It's going to be a shorter one tonight because I couldn't research everything. So this is from theAfricaReport.com. Cannabis, an African green gold rush. The African Report by Julian Clemencott. Lesotho, a pioneer in the field, adopted legalization in 2008, making it possible to grow, possess, and export cannabis for medical use. While countries in the north of the continent are reluctant to authorize its production, the south cannabis cultivation, driven by the liberalization of North American markets, is perceived as a lever for development. Hemp production in Zimbabwe could even replace tobacco. Right now, though, the cannabis market attracts businessmen who have whiff of sulfur. In the middle of the night, a rubber dinghy driven by two super powerful engines rushes towards the Spanish coast. On board, several hundred kilos of cannabis resin made in Morocco. On the Mediterranean, this type of expedition has become commonplace. Most of the refined product goes to Europe via clandestine channels. At the head of this traffic are the kingpins, like Mufid Bouchibi, who from his Algerian hideout remains one of the major suppliers for the French market. But the Northern Africans are no longer only ones to benefit from African know-how in Kiev. In North America, businesses is already strongly invested in cannabis, and the continent is playing a role. Last year, in anticipation of the authorization of recreational marijuana use in Canada, the following authorization obtained a dozen U.S. states. Several publicly traded companies such as Tilray Canopy Growth, Supreme Cannabis, Alfira, and Aurora Cannabis saw their value go through the roof to well over $1 billion. Medical use. The medical uses of the molecules extracted from the plant are also fueling the craze. THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, with its psychotropic effects, and CBD, cannabidiol, with its relaxing properties, are widely recognized for their action in the treatment of pain, loss of appetite, migraines, insomnia, you name it. Manufacturers immediately exploited this radical reimagining of cannabis by integrating CBD into cosmetic and food products. At the forefront of this movement, Constellation Brands, I used to work for them, manufacturer of Corona beer, invested more than $4 billion to take a 38% stake in Canopy Growth last year. Heineken has launched a cannabis-based soft drink in California and now intends to do the same in Canada, where brewer Molson Coors has also planned to market cannabis waters by December. While the speculative bubble has partly deflated, markets all these companies are exploring remains promising. It is estimated at $150 billion worldwide and could reach, according to Barclays, $272 billion by 2028. Colombia, Uruguay, Thailand, and Israel, to name but a few countries, have changed their legislation to allow cannabis use, particularly medical, thus opening up new markets. Africa with the potential market of 7.1 billion by 2023. The main actors in this sector are well aware of Africa's potential. Lesotho, Zimbabwe, and South Africa are part of this new movement. According to Prohibition Partners, this sector, if legalized, could represent a market worth $7.1 billion in 2023 for the continent, including nearly $1 billion for the Moroccan Kingdom alone, the world's largest producer of cannabis resin. The assessment of the Moroccan situation is very optimistic, as it is unlikely that the law will evolve so quickly, said Kali Tanisti, Executive Secretary of the Global Commission on Drug Policy. Anthropologist Khalid Muna says the debate on the legalization of cannabis, a new global green gold, while not taboo, insists remains blocked in Morocco. No government wants to be the one move this culture, practiced in the RIF since the 6th century, to the right side of the law. Political parties like the WFP or Istiqlal use this issue in an opportunistic way, but nothing really moves, and the government is afraid to give a platform to the Islamists of the PJD, because it would have to be a religious justification for this advance. However, about 50,000 ha of cannabis are reportedly cultivated, mainly around the town of Chishchavkoven, providing a more or less direct livelihood of 800,000 Moroccans. The Tangier Tutin Al-Hukan Council voted in June to fund a study of cannabis cultivation, but this will not be enough to move the country forward, according to the experts interviewed. In 2010, the Royal Gendarmerie had already conducted a study on hemp cultivation, but this time using fiber, insisting on its potential. Under these conditions, no industrial company dares to openly express its interest in the sector. It will be likely Islamic finance when the market projects, predicts Khalid Muna. We also are paying for the legacy of colonialization. Just look at the Texan countries are more progressive on these issues. Indeed, it is in Southern Africa that the most important advances in the development of cannabis industry are to a pioneer in this field, Lesotho, led by King Leslie III, adopted legislation in 2008, making it possible to grow, process, and export mate kaone, cannabis in Lesotho for medicinal use. Like Morocco, trade, although illegal, has been part of the habits of this small country of 2 million inhabitants since the 16th century, trafficking to the neighborhood of South Africa constitutes as an essential additional income for many farmers. In May 2017, the Lesotho government granted the first license to Medi Kingdom, having already authorized the research work in February, ushering in a new era for this culture. Since then, Lesotho has become, in just over 2 years, a key destination for international investors. Today, the country boasts several heavyweights listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. In June 2018, the giant Canopy Growth, with $6.4 billion in capitalization, announced the acquisition for approximately $28.8 million for the license and activities of the Highlands Company, founded by South African Jody Afrifitig. A few weeks earlier, Afria, with a capitalization of $1 billion, created a joint venture with Verve Dynamics, also a licensee, in exchange for a check of $2.7 million. In 2018, Canadian Supreme Cannabis, with a capitalization of nearly $200 million, acquired 10% of the local company Medigrow for $10 million. Huge opportunity for a small country like ours. We currently have about 10 operational companies in the territory, which employ 3,000 people, explained Mata Biseng Folofili, Deputy Minister of Health at the AFP in September. Law, labor costs, and the climate are all arguments for the companies that invest, says journalist Ariel Bernard. To this must be added benevolent tax legislation for foreign investors. By 2022, the government, which has already granted 70 licenses sold for $30,000 and renewed annually, hopes to create 30,000 jobs.